Unit 24, The Apple and Apple Cider. The apple tree has been around for a long time. Early humans picked apples for food. Today, the apple is still the most valuable fruit crop. It is more valuable than the orange, peach, pear, and plum crops are valuable. But the apple is worth all of them combined. Apple trees grow just about everywhere, but they do not grow in very hot or very cold places. Apples are a big crop. The world's crop is almost 1 billion bushels a year. About 1/4 of that is used for juice. How much juice comes from an apple? A lot. A fresh, raw apple is about 84% water, but it is thick water. The water is full of fruit sugar. The juice is made into cider. No two batches are the same. Why? Because cider makes mixers different kinds of apples. This brings out a unique flavor. For example, the Red Delicious is sweet. The Ida Red is tart. But mixing them makes a great drink, not too sweet, not too tart. There are over 7,500 different kinds of apples, so makers have a big choice. Let's watch the making of cider. Here is what you see. First, the apples are washed, then they go on the moving belt. There, they are sorted. The bad apples are picked out, the good stay. These are fed into a grinder. The grinder grinds them to a pulp. The pulp is called cheese. The cheese is placed in cloth bags. The bags are stacked on the floor of the press. Then the press slowly winds down. The cheese bags are squeezed hard. The juice flows down between the bottom slats. The base is like a tub. It holds the cider. The cheese must be removed at once. If it isn't, every wasp within miles will come after it.